Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1987, Brian and Kelly De Leon.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a CrossFit training gym to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.5 acres more or less, land lying southwest of Route 30, Gravel Hill Road, 1,605 feet southeast of Route 47, Springfield Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID number 234, map 8, parcel 51. For the benefit of the record, the just passed down copies of a site plan for the commission's review. For the record, we did receive a couple of agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation, also known as DLDOT. They provided comments in the form of a support facilities report on January 29th, 2014. In that report, references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Route 30 will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department through the Utility Planning Division, and again in the form of a memorandum received on May 1st, 2014. And referencing that the site is not located in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also heard comments or received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Again, in the form of a memorandum, they were received on May 5th, 2014, and referenced that there were two soil types on the parcel, that the applicant will need to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that the project should not necessitate any off-site drainage improvements, that it is not likely that the project should require any on-site drainage improvements, and that there are no tax ditches affected. Gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir, will you come on up and give us your name, please?
Brian De Leon.
Okay. Mr. De Leon, you heard what our chairman read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, just that when I first started taking this venture on, I applied for a home occupation permit, received that. At the time, I was just planning on not being as big as it has grown to right now. So obviously that's why I'm here right now.
Okay.
So that's...
All right, sir. Well, first, let me tell you, we appreciate your interest in wanting to do things the right way. You have outgrown the home occupation. Apparently, you have an employee or two now.
Right, correct.
And that certainly sounds like progress. But let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. De Leon. And ask you, just indulge me as I ask a few questions of you so I can explain to you, a conditional use request, I have to ask different questions. So if we make our recommendation to County Council, we know what to include in it. And I'd like to start by asking you, what do you anticipate to be your days and hours of operation?
Days, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Monday through Thursday, 5:30 a.m., 8 a.m., and 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
Reiterate that, 5:30 a.m.?
5:30 a.m., 8 a.m., and 4, 5, and 6 p.m., and that is Monday through Thursday.
Is that the time when you do, sessions?
Exactly.
Okay. I think what the question was, we're going to be open from 9 to 5 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just them times, an hour at a time.
All right. What we're trying to get is when we do open, because there's classes in between.
me ask you a question a different way.
Broader base than what the way it's presented.
Are you opening first thing in the morning at 5:30 a.m.?
Correct.
And the last person leaves at what, 7, 8 o'clock? Seven, 8 o'clock in the evening, right?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah, so 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That covers Monday through Thursday. How about Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday is going to be 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
until 6 p.m.
Okay.
Saturday will be 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And Sunday will be 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Is that 10 to 11, is that what you said?
10 to 11, yes.
So you sleep in on Sundays?
Yeah,
get tired of waking up and opening the door at 5:30 Thursday. Okay, but if you're
gonna catch up sometime.
I guess if you're CrossFit,
can I get one clarify? Yes. Make sure, we've had two numbers. On the Monday through Thursday, you said once 5:30 to 8, and you changed it to 5.
Well, I meant 8 a.m., so 5:30 a.m. to
PM?
What's that?
The p.m. hour. I got to 5:30.
Right, 7 p.m., okay. Monday through Thursday.
Right. And how many employees do you have or do you anticipate?
Well, I guess they're employees. None of us are paid, but I have two other trainers, actually three other trainers, including myself. We basically do this as everybody's kind of in it together. Me and two other guys went into it together. So we're not paying ourselves. We're trying to what we are making is paying off our equipment and stuff like that. So at this time, we're not paying ourselves. We're basically paying, I'm paying the other trainers as a free membership. Mm-hmm. So they can.
Okay. I was asking that question because we were trying to make a determination of your parking area and what to allow that way under code. If this enterprise moves forward, we need to have an idea of that. How about signage, sir? Do you have any signage, or do you anticipate having a lighted or an unlighted sign?
I do want to put a lighted sign out there. Right now, I don't have anything.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you have any security lighting, anything that's around?
I have the motion lights on the building, pretty much a security light that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do I understand you, if you had this as a home occupation, you reside in the residence that's there?
Correct.
Yes, very good. So would I also be correct that you really don't generate, like, a lot of trash flow? Do you have a dumpster or need for that? Or is it?
No, I just go to dump myself. But, no, I just we don't paper towels, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And the existing on-site septic is what you anticipate to meet the needs of the?
Well, it depends on how far this goes and where I end up. Right now, we're using both my actual home, and I do have a porta potty out there for the guys, but that's about it right now.
Right, sir. And I might ask, are you planning on any retail sales? Anything that's not something that's advertised as a part of your application, but I was wondering if you sold anything like energy bars or.
We sell T-shirts, and I sell a recovery drink, a sports recovery drink.
Well, Mr. Johnson was here. I'm sure he would ask you what was in that recovery drink, but he's not here, so we're gonna miss out on that enlightenment, Mr. Chairman, that's all questions I have.
Okay. I will say that I did learn a new term, trash flow. That's pretty good. Yeah, reminds me of cash flow. Mr. Ross.
Do you have any idea how many customers you average per day? Or?
Per day, it's hard to say. At the beginning of the week's very busy, but I would say on average, 60 to 65.
And at any one time, there would be?
Any one time, you're looking at anywhere between 5 and 12, 15, somewhere in there.
Okay. And then I noticed that you have the entire parcel is part of the application, or is there, it's an eight and a half acre parcel is the whole thing?
Right.
And are you going to use the entire parcel for training?
No, no, just the building, the basically the pole barn shop there.
I just wonder if we can, should consider marking that off and to a smaller section or not?
The reason Mr. Ross is asking that question is that we have the ability to strike a line somewhere on your property. It's an artificial line. It's not a property line or anything. It just says that everything on this side of the line is covered by the conditional use, and what is on the other side of the line would not be. And typically, we try to grant a conditional use pretty much just for the area you're going to use.
Right.
And then in the future, if you decided you needed to build another building on the other part, you would just come back. That point. That's why he's asking you that question.
Well, to answer your question, you can strike a line, an imaginary line, right between the home and the gym.
I was thinking something more horizontal, maybe taking half the parcel, say 4 1/4 acres or something like that. And,
right.
And that would give you room for expansion.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
Mine was very similar to Marty's in that there's no outside activities.
Other than running, running down to the road, Route 30 and back, down the driveway. That's about the only outside activities that we have.
Have you spoken to your neighbors about the expansion?
No, other than my father and mother-in-law that lives right next door. The other neighbors, I have spoken to Jim Wilson, but other than that, there's nobody across the street. It's just open field.
Okay. Great. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Just for the record, you kind of answered this, but describe a little bit what's around there, just so that we have on the records just sort of what the neighborhood's like and whether there's any other businesses or anything.
I live on the 8.5, right next door to me. My mother and father, or mother and father-in-law, are there. Probably about 4 acres there. My brother-in-law has a lot next to me. Probably, I don't really know the neighbors that are probably 300 yards away to my right. Again, nobody's across the street, and my closest neighbor to one's other side is Jim Wilson, and he's pretty far away.
That's all right. I wanted to make sure we had that on the record. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good. All right, sir, we thank you. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1987, Brian and Kelly DeLeon? Anybody here like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1987? Okay, anyone on commission have any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.